Can I make two quick points? One, unlike most clubs, we're getting our toes into GMRS a little bit. I mean, I'm doing it. I'm the guy that's kind of making it happen. But I think that it could work to our advantage because we've got a number of new members that sort of got started with GMRS, and then and I think with the membership thing, what having two levels of membership does is it means that you got to have a ham license to be in a decision-making position with the club, whether to be an officer or to be a full member and be able to vote or hold office. But at the same time, we give a way for other members to contribute. From day one, they can pay some dues, feel like they're contributing in some way. I think that Ron Comets is a good friend of yours from way back. Now, he hasn't lived in Phillipsburg for...
I don't know, since... I would say since 59.
Okay.
You say 59?
1959.
He's on our roster. He's one of our 44 members.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know how he feels about that. I've talked to him a couple times on air, but we didn't talk about that. But
actually, he's in North Carolina right now.
Okay. So if we pass the bylaws and then we decide on some amount for dues, then at some point we'll be sending out an email to every member saying at some point in the future we will start charging dues.
Yeah.
Okay. What do you think Ron's gonna? How's he gonna react to that?
Oh, I don't think he wouldn't complain.
Would he actually pay? You think he'd actually want to still be a member and pay dues?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, that's kind of neat.
So our dues, what we're talking about, we're talking like $20 a year.
Yeah.
So that we're talking something on that order.
For the full member.
For the full member. Yeah. So if you're an associate member, I think it's half. That would be $10 a year. So we didn't think that was a lot, but that would be enough to cover the post office box and some of the other filings that we would, and the insurance. It would not necessarily cover if we had to have someone climb a tower. But it will at least cover the maintenance things, and then we would have to do other things, and maybe those other things are fundraising events that we do or something. Go ahead.
What are your thoughts about something like a supportive member that would be interested people in the community that support our work? They would be non-voting, but it would be a means of raising funds.
That would still be an associate member. It's the same thing, because basically the associate member has all the rights of a member without the voting rights.
I'm picking up the possibility here that by actually making them a type of member, that they somehow get a little recognition for their contribution.
Yeah, and it would be a little more money than the associate member.
Oh, okay. You
know, something like maybe a $40 membership as a supportive member, meaning they get some sponsorship. Essentially, it's a buy-in to get people who are not interested in radio but who support the activities of the club, particularly within the community. There you have that synergy between community activity involvement and maybe raising some funds for that.
Yeah.
You're more than just, in their eyes, a bunch of radio geeks. You're providing a valuable public service. Yeah.
When I had when I supervised the engineering club that I started at West Branch after my son graduated, I did that for about 6 years. But I got significant support from the Vox Electronics, from Kephart Hardware, Harpsters, the people that make the tarps, they donated several hundred dollars.
So I guess we could make decals with the year, some pair of supportive member, and then put them on the website as well. I mean, we did that with the robotics clubs when I was doing robotics.
I mean, those types of things are value added. So somebody feels that if a merchant up here decide to give $50 that they get some recognition for it, something that doesn't cost a lot, and that could become an annual source of if you can generate $400-500 a year, that covers almost all your administrative costs of what we're talking about.
The just like the NRA and other organizations, give them a sticker they can put on their cash register or something. Those would be easy to get made.
So is that a bylaw thing, or is that just a fundraising thing?
Well, adding another stickers type of membership, I guess, maybe that should be in the bylaw.
I just thought it'd be a good element to consider now.
Yeah.
It can be varied, but if you're building bylaws from scratch, the fact that we acknowledge that there's a supportive role also, it might be something to...
We can just put it under a supportive member.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess a separate question is whether it needs to be in the bylaws or something.
That's my question, is that a bylaw thing or is that just
I'm sort of thinking it's a great idea. I like it.
I think it's a great idea.
But I don't know if we should wait to do the bylaws and have to include that in the bylaws. I don't know.
I don't know, so.
You could probably just use it as a...
Yeah, I could see down the road you may want to have a silver and a gold and a platinum.
Yes.
You know.
Right.
Yeah, so. Quarter wave, half wave, and five wave.
There you go.
There you go.
An art club at one time, this is a real long time ago, created a VHF club, part of the club.
Yeah.
You could send your dues to one or both.
Well, and we've talked about that because, okay, so if you're a GMRS user, or if you're an amateur, you might want to sort of earmark your, if you want to make a donation, okay, so what we've sort of thought we would do, of course this has to be voted on, but the idea to have a general fund, a GMRS repeater fund, and an amateur repeater fund, and that way when you make a donation, you can donate any proportion to any of those funds. So that way you know you're, so if you're on the GMRS only type of person, then we might end up with a lot of those, but they can earmark their money for that purpose. If somebody says, hey, I really use the 4-3 repeater a lot, and they give us a donation there, they know it's going just for that purpose. And then the general fund, I think probably the dues would go into the general fund, and that's for your operating expenses mainly.
Yeah, the VHF problem went away because everybody had 2 meter rigs.
Yeah.
And so that was no longer a separate thing. Although we always had a 2 donation that you could donate to the clubhouse or donate to the repeater.
Yeah, before as a member, I would donate to the repeater.
Right.
Because I just used the repeater. I didn't do anything else with it. So I would just do it. And that's what we're trying to do. Trying to do that with the donate. So we actually, Cody got us a donate email address, and I got a PayPal donate button. And then I went to associate it with our account, and it wouldn't allow me because somehow our account has been associated. PayPal allows a lifetime association of only 3 times to any one bank account. So somehow our bank account got associated with PayPal at some point in time in the past.
That was probably me, because before he became treasurer, I was trying to make it work with PayPal, and I probably made a couple of attempts and not realizing there was a limit, and so
that's when I went to the bank to get a separate account, because actually I thought the separate account would be nice because it didn't have any money, so if someone hacked our PayPal account, there was no money for them to take. But that's when the bank said, well, I need this official paperwork. We need the original EIN paperwork. I said, well, we don't have it. And they said, well, we can look at it on file. So she went into the bank files. She goes, we don't have it here either. She goes, we don't know how you guys ever established a bank account. You should not have a bank account without the original paperwork on file. I'm like, before me.
That's a money laundering issue.
Yeah. Somebody knew somebody.
And that's when they gave me the IRS phone number. I talked to the IRS, and the guy was nice until I couldn't answer any questions, because he's like, well, what address? Where were, and he goes, you don't really know anything, so I have to stop answering questions.
It's scary. I have that problem of taking care of my brother-in-law's affairs. So,
you know, the addresses that he was looking for might be in here.
Yeah.
Even if the EIN paperwork isn't.
Yeah. So.